You're listening to Allegedly NYC.
Allegedly. Lord.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Allegedly NYC. I'm Nomi Ruiz.
And I'm Eva Sanjurjo.
And we are your go-to girls for all the tea, all the time.
All the goddamn time. Are you just sick of us already?
Coming to you straight out of Bushwick, Brooklyn.
What, boop, boop.
The New Yorican paradise.
Yes. Paradise. We have candles, wine.
We're ready for the fall.
Girl.
I just got spooked. And not on the street.
No. On your phone this time. You don't even know what just happened to us. I'm still a little shook.
That was
like
terrifying.
Proper shook.
So I get a random voicemail, which I get a lot of these.
Yes.
But this one was very...
This is fucking creepy as fuck.
Let's just...
Just in time for Halloween.
I mean, who's an asshole?
We have to know a lot of... This is a big asshole. Check it. Listen to this shit.
I called my phone and then got your number. What do you mean? Trust me.
What the fuck? And it pauses. That's the scariest part.
It's like...
You and me could have the best time. Plus, I already know so much about you.
See, that's the creepy part.
What the fuck?
Come on.
I can't. Can you just shut it off? Shut it off.
Wait, the best part's coming up. Is this Wait. Dino?
Ah!
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
We can play a game.
You want to play?
You watch me just like I watch you.
Fuck you.
See, like that
was that, not cool.
I just tinkled myself just a pinch.
We still don't know who sent this.
Did your brother even get back to you?
No. I'm assuming it's my brother because he does stupid pranks, but I don't know. Anyway.
I you don't understand when she started playing that. I went into the kitchen. Close my window.
It was like, get out of my life. You bring so much craziness.
There's either cats or people trying to break in.
Girl, I just want to live a simple life.
I just want to
live a simple life.
I can't. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. All right. Well, Wine and Spirits is supporting us.
Thank God.
On this holiday season.
You know what? I've always wanted to be supported by a wine and a spirit at the same time.
Less spirits. More wine.
Yeah, more wine, please. Yeah.
So let's get into our wine of the week.
Yes, okay. Ooh. Watch my mask.
Both of them.
Okay. We're going to Chile, which you're going to be going to.
I love Chile. I am going to Chile.
Yeah, you're going to Chile.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see my friend there.
This is called Casa Martin. Mm. She's a Sauvignon Blanc.
I'm going to stay at her house.
Yeah. She's a Sauvignon Blanc. Obviously, you guys know it's white. It's $20, which is great. You know what? It's too soon. Okay, so I'll tell you a little bit about her. She has a little bit of an apple, pear, kiwi, and citrus flavor.
Mm.
A little poo-poo platter for your mouth.
Mm.
And they suggested to eat this with a chicken, a pork, and a pizza. I actually wrote this one. I'm like, just have a pizza.
Yeah, just have pizza.
Just have a pizza.
I love a wine that goes with pizza.
That's exactly what we did tonight.
All right, so let's get into her.
Okay, girl.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clank.
All right, well, you know, last week was a little intense, so
yes,
we're going to give you, you know, get back to some tea. The tea kettle, we didn't get to it last week.
Ooh.
She was stewing. She was steeping.
It's so hot.
And she's ready for us.
She's always ready.
So let's start off with Inés Raú being the first trans playmate in Playboy.
Second. Come on. Yeah, come on. She's a second. If you guys are did your homework and your research, she's not the first one. Tula was the first one to grace the covers of Playboy.
This is true. But I think they're making a difference because Tula was included with like a bunch of girls.
Right.
It was like a Bond girl special.
Right.
This is the first time like she, this, I guess she's been selected to be like the playmate of the year.
Right.
I guess. She's, that's the difference. She's like a playmate.
Yeah.
Tula was like a special.
It's still Tallulah in my eyes.
I know. Tallulah is, I mean, Tallulah is we like love the Tallulah. Shit. Tallulah's a freaking goddess.
Yeah, she was a goddess. And she, you know, she even said herself in like 2015 that she thanks Hugh Hefner for putting her in Playboy because that was like a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, next month, Inez Rao will be the first.
Good for her.
Allegedly first trans playmate.
I ruined everything.
You ruined Christmas. To appear on the page.
I was like, your sisters are doing it. And I was like, but.
Oh, my God. I actually met. I know Inez. We met one time. Mm. And she couldn't take it.
Yeah. She talked shit behind your back.
She was really mean.
Congratulations, girl.
Until a friend of mine was like, that's Nomi. You know, she's like,
she's a sister.
A singer. She's one of our sisters. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had a breakup. I don't know. It was weird. But anyway, we had a fun night that night.
Yeah.
We like prided our asses off.
Cute.
But
then, are you going to say what are you going to say? I'm interrupting you.
Maybe I don't remember.
When you did the Nicola Formichetti video, the white horse thing,
that's not her.
Oh, see, I'm really racist.
She's being racist. You're talking about Leah T.
Yes. Oh my God, they look a lot alike.
Oops.
Wrong bitch.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I'm more of a fan of Inez, but allegedly, what's her name again? Oh, Leah T.
Yeah. Right. She was really mean to you.
This is allegedly. Allegedly, after I appeared in the Mugler campaign, she wrote Nicola a letter saying it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know, that she is the one that's representing in fashion and that it was inappropriate for him to like put me in that situation, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Meanwhile, she was in the cover of Love, like naked. And
didn't she show her dick?
She showed her pee-pee. And then she was on Oprah, not educating Oprah about the trans women. And she kind of was letting Oprah being kind of asked really stupid questions that she was actually answering, which I thought was really disappointing. About Oprah's like, where do you put it? Like, what do you, how are you sitting right now?
Yeah, right. I remember.
Do you remember
this
that?
Moment.
And I was like, no, don't answer this.
1990s like, don't, Springer.
Yeah, like, why are you answering Oprah? Like, educate her. Like, saying that's not, if you're not fucking me, you don't need to know what's going on in my panties.
This is true.
All right, so.
Well, Ava went there. another one that can't take it is Jenna Jameson.
Why?
She seems to have a problem with Playboy's choice of having Inez as the Playmate of the Month. What's she tweeted at Playboy. She said, Playboy just announced it will be featuring its first transgender Playmate. # nothing is sacred.
Really?
And then she said,
her pussy has not been sacred since she was 3 months.
Mind you.
I mean,
look at Jenna Jameson.
You know what? She had a fabulous, you know, she banked on her career. She made a molding of her pussy. Let other girls make a mold of their pussies and let them do what they need to do with their lives.
This is true.
You know, you had your platform. Let the girls come out.
She can't take it.
Why is that?
Meanwhile, she is like a transformer.
She is a transformer.
She's transitioned more than I've transitioned.
She gets spooked more than I do.
The only one that's more trans than her is Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to calm herself. Let the girls. You know what? Congratulations. It is a big deal. I'm
it's awesome. It congrats, is awesome. Inez.
But, congrats on being number 2.
And I actually tweeted, I was like, congrats, Inez. Rest in peace, Jenna Jameson. But she actually went on to continue. She said, I have a problem with it, just like I have a problem with a transgender competing against biological women in sports. Jenna Jameson.
You know what sport you were good at? Water ones.
Oh my God. No,
come on,
didn't.
Be together for our sisters. You know, you don't
own
this. Well,
own clearly she doesn't see us as sisters.
No, she doesn't. You know what? I really am surprised. I thought she was more progressive than that and cooler. And guess not.
Yeah, girl, you're in the sex industry. Like,
girl.
Open your mind.
Open your
mind. Not just your legs.
Yeah.
After, of course, receiving backlash, she then went on to say, because I don't agree with a trans person being in Playboy doesn't mean I'm transphobic. People these days with all their phobics. Oh, I got to use my white girl voice again.
Welcome back, girl.
I missed it.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Ew.
No, seriously, she needs to shut the fuck up. Let every woman grace, like, this is like dream come true for her. Like, this is kind of really major. So
it's like Quentin Tarantino talking about the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah,
it's like,
seriously,
you're too old to be making public commentary. Get up, get a new press person, get a publicist.
Yeah, and tell that is like tell her to shut you
20 years up. Younger than you that can teach you how to speak to the media. Yeah. Until then, stay home, dusting off.
Yeah,
dust your off plastic your- pussies. Like Jesus, these girls.
Come, just you know what? Even. You know what? Why don't you just say cool and keep it? Actually, just shut
don't
the
say
fuck
anything.
Up. Yeah,
no one asked you.
You have a lot of coins. Just count them and
no one asked you.
Make more moles of your like saggy pussy.
Ooh.
Whatever. So, you know, I have a problem with people not like when people are negative like that to other women. I just find it you age yourself. You know, you look like a yeah. bitter bitch.
Yeah, it's like no, not yeah. today, not ever.
Yeah.
So Azealia Banks is back.
I missed her.
I did. She's a staple here at Allegedly.
She is our she's next to our Lana Alert.
She keeps we have a separate teapot just for Azealia.
Yeah.
Always brewing.
Yes, a little jasmine tea.
So last year, Azealia Banks, we talked about this. She accused Russell Crowe of spitting at her, choking, and throwing her out of a party in Hollywood that she attended with RZA. Yes. When news broke about the incident, RZA claimed that Banks was lying. And in a statement, he said that she was obnoxious. An obnoxious, erratic individual. Mm. But now RZA is speaking out just in time to promote the new Wu-Tang album and the new film that he directed
right?
that happens to star Azealia.
Yeah.
He's now saying that Crowe did in fact spit at her.
Oh, wow.
He said this during an interview at the Breakfast Club.
Backpedaling much?
Girl.
Jeez. Come on, RZA.
Yeah, RZA. Really, RZA?
I've been rooting for you.
Dude. It's like all my heroes.
I know. Never meet. Like sometimes people just talking. Stop talking.
So he was on the Breakfast Club when he said this, and Charlamagne then asked, did you check him at that point? That's a white dude spitting on a black woman.
Ooh, what did he say?
He backpedaled more with his long ass arms and said, the spit wasn't so much. It was on the floor, not on her. It was to the floor.
Really?
And allegedly RZA, after she got kicked out, he stayed at the party.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were they serving for dinner, though? You know me. I was like,
duck.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that duck?
I was like, are you guys serving duck? I'm like, girl.
She's like, girl, call me, text me.
Call me when you get
text
back.
Me when Wait, you get home.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the dessert?
Like, girl, let me call you a Lyft.
Wow.
I'm going to call you a Lyft. Just wait outside. Where are you going to be on the corner? I'm going to have them come right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, chocolate lava cake. Girl, seriously, text me.
I'm going to text you the license plate number. I'll text you the license plate number.
No, honestly, that's really fucked up, RZA.
Fucked up, yeah. Well, Banks responded, of course, via Instagram because, you know, she's not allowed on Twitter anymore.
Oh, my God.
So she texts images of words. I love when people text images of photos of words. Until he is ready to apologize to me publicly, he can go back to sucking Russell Crowe's dick for invites to Hollywood parties.
That one never holds back.
I mean, I agree.
You know,
like,
what?
You
want to
be upper.
Yeah.
You're trying to be like in
Mr.
white Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like you're but, you another know, time. Really like you put your career before your morals. Like all these people that are complicit yeah. with all this shit that's been going down. It's
Agreed.
Like you should have had your back of like the artist that you're supporting. Like that's fucked up.
Yeah, especially when she was it looks like he was trying to be like a mentor and like really like. Take that Dude. Negative side of her, what she's kind of given herself and like
yeah
like just
propel
steer it
her
around.
He
yeah.
saw the beauty in her manners.
Yeah yeah and you know what he should have stuck by her because maybe they could have done some really cool shit together
and even after he let her take the blame and he called her a liar still trying to protect Russell Crowe.
He's a twat.
That's fucked up.
That's really fucked
and that's
up
RZA.
I know
like he was my poet.
Girl woo honey
I'm crying. That sucks.
Have some more wine. What's the alcohol level?
15% to me good last time.
Yeah, that's true. We feel cute about ourselves.
Jim Carrey's back again.
Girl. Let's talk about Jim motherfucking Carrey.
He
really stepped on some shit.
This is fucked up. We already spoke about this where, you know, his ex-girlfriend.
Yes, we're giving you an update.
She committed suicide. And claimed that he was the cause of it. His family's claiming that he was the cause of it,
yes.
giving her STDs and giving her the drugs that eventually led to her untimely demise. Mm-hmm. Well, now Jim Carrey is seeking a protective order, claiming that notes that have been leaked from his ex-girlfriend's therapist session are inaccurate. Carrey's going to be deposed in the wrongful death case next week.
Oh, shit.
Girl, it's going down. There's like a trial going to go down.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can't
this
wait.
This is like the best trial or the worst. I don't know.
I hope they televise it.
The notes detail her relationship with Jim at the time and include her claim that the actor had given her STDs after lying about a herpes outbreak. She saw bumps on his dick. But he told her, sorry. But he,
sorry, I don't know why that's funny.
What's the word?
Bumpy dick.
So,
was in my head.
So she saw bumps on his dick, but he told her it was from shaving. She allegedly was tested before having sex with Carrie. And then she started discovering bumps on her vagina, which Carrie told her was from her getting a bad wax job.
Girl, I've had plenty.
You got a bad wax job.
Girl,
once.
I've been botched.
Remember,
okay?
You got like an asymmetrical
girl,
one?
I looked like fucking John Waters down there.
I'm like, how did you come home and realize
she only forgot,
did one side?
She forgot a lip.
Girl.
I literally I was John Waters down there.
I can't.
I was botched.
Girl, botched my fucking wax strip. That's why I waxed my own pussy, girl.
Girl, I'm gonna put you on payroll.
Girl, there's no check that would let me go down there. So it turns out it wasn't just a bad wax job. She didn't go to local honey. She in Bushwick.
Local.
It turns out, is that where you went? Local
yeah,
honey.
Local honey. Oops. I have to go back. Maybe it was just the girl because it's a really nice place.
The decor
was amazing.
It smelled nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I don't let no woman touch my pussy.
I have a Russian woman.
Unless she's about
fucking,
to eat it.
She hates my guts. She doesn't speak to me.
Those are the best because they want to cause you pain and they get in there.
Yeah, and she's fast as fuck. I'm legit out of there in like 5 minutes.
Girl.
$30. Peace. See you next year because I do that shit once a year. She's like, ooh, you grew. I'm like, yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah,
just
do it. Go in
just
there.
Don't embarrass me.
So after learning that she contracted STDs from Carrie, she was unable to eat or sleep, according to the therapist's notes. And she had anxiety-induced vomiting. Carrie broke up with her after dating for 6 months, right when she got tested. So maybe he was like, oh shit, she's about to spook the tea.
He's a twat.
I gotta go.
He's a real jerk face.
It was also revealed that she wanted Jim to marry her so that she can stay in the country. The notes from the session described her as being incredibly distressed and feeling like she wanted to hurt herself when Jim Carrey kicked her out of his house in a drug-induced rage.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I don't know about Jim.
He's always been kind of off.
Suspicious.
He's always been sort of suspicious. And honestly, here's two things. Okay. You shouldn't kill yourself just because you have an STD. You and half a billion people...
Well, clearly she had mental problems.
Clearly.
Mental illness.
Of course she had mental illness. There's no doubt about it. Because I don't know anybody who's killed himself over it.
He picked the wrong insecure to attempt to manipulate.
Maybe he's also a sociopath.
I mean,
they are predators.
It's true. You know, Jim Carrey, I think we see past all the quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
And all your string theories.
Yep. And all your faces.
All your masks. This girl's coming at you from her grave.
Girl, she's like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill 2 when you know how they buried her and she kind of like punching the
the coffin.
The coffin, and then she came out, she's like, you know, and just destroyed everybody.
That's gonna be the Jim Carrey trial.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, seriously. Oh my god, it's an Amber Alert.
Oh no. Oh,
it's a dodging peen alert. Oh my god. Okay,
jump and roll,
girl. Here at Allegedly we have a new segment. It's called a dodge peen alert.
Dodge it, girl.
It's when like these guys have some crazy shit they're up to try to come get us, girl. Yeah. This is when we like gonna
put them on that list,
give you some warnings. We're gonna put you on that name drop list. We're gonna just like girls watch it. Now there's a new trend called stealthing,
girl.
Stealthing.
That's gonna be anybody that does that to you, put them on this fucking list too.
Yeah,
I got a couple names.
First of all, I'm offended because the word stealthing used to mean when a trans woman was really passable and didn't tell anyone.
Oh,
a
double meaning.
Raw.
They took that too.
They took that from us. Let us have something.
Obviously,
get your dick out of our vocabulary.
Seriously. Okay, so you want to explain what this is, and then we're going to talk about our stories.
Yes. So stealthing, according to the Urban Dictionary, my favorite dictionary in the world.
That's the only way I get all my definitions.
Of course. is when a man removes a condom during sex despite agreeing to wear one so that he can come inside the other person without their knowledge.
Rape.
Yep. Here's how to use it in a sentence. He got beat for stealthing after she said no to sex without a condom. I love Urban Dictionary.
I love a good sentence. Okay, now use it in a sentence.
That motherfucker stealthed me. And I called the cops.
Well, you know what? Honestly, it's really, really dangerous. A girl could get pregnant. A girl could get an STD. hello.
I mean, it's been condemned as a sex crime and it's been added to the definition of rape in California law.
It should be.
I'm moving to Cali.
Yeah, seriously. Like, honestly, it is.
In New York, it's still just Friday.
Yeah, it's just another day in a neighborhood. No, I think it's definitely, I would classify that as rape because I already made the decision to have fuck you. And I made the decision to have protected sex with you. And you took it upon yourself
and they were
to
be well a cocksucker.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm already there. Why are you going to take it to the next level?
Yeah.
Like, I already agreed to be intimate with you. Why are you just taking...
Well, let me tell you. One man anonymously came forward to explain why.
Right.
Let me tell you this man's amazing definition.
Oh, boy.
Reasoning. Okay. Because it feels better with no condom.
Wow.
It's real deep.
I hope he gets murdered.
No shit, Sherlock. We all know it's better without a condom.
Yeah, ditto for us too.
Like, what do you think? Let's put on a condom because it feels better.
Yeah, guess what?
AIDS doesn't feel better.
Yeah, guess what?
A baby doesn't feel better either.
No, and it honestly, it fucks you up mentally because you're like, damn, who can I, like, I already trust you to go this far. Why are you just taking, why are you doing
this? That happened to me. This was years ago. Yeah. It was a guy that I was actually friends with. We were like hanging out the whole summer before we even boned.
Wow.
It's like, I was boning your friends first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, have some respect.
Right, right. That's what you said.
Have some respect. I'm having sex with your friends. It's your turn now. So we hooked up, and he was at first trying to say, like, let's do it without a condom. And I'm like, no. Like, no. What are you talking about? We're not in a relationship. Yeah, this is like, we're having fun. Let's have fun. Cool, let's be like safe, relax.
Yeah, chill.
So turns out, the condom allegedly broke.
Right.
And he didn't say anything and kept going. And I realized after it was all said and done.
That's fucked up.
And then what? Running to the clinic, praying to
Allah,
all these bitches, just trying to like call all the gods down.
Yeah, yeah. It happened to me when I was in my very early 20s and the guy did it, left the comment inside me.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I had to like fish it out.
Ew.
And then had to cried hysterically because I was like, what the fuck, man? Are you fucking kidding me? And he didn't even say anything to me. He just was silent. I left. Then, you know, like a few days later, I went to the clinic, got gonorrhea.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. No, chlamydia. Excuse me. Wrong one.
Correction.
Yeah. Chlamydia. And it was fucked up. And then it kind of fucked me up for a while. It was like, I didn't fuck anybody. I was like distraught. It was so violating.
It's
so
rape. Upset. It feels like rape.
Yeah.
It's a violation of the body. It's not cool.
Absolutely.
So ladies, be careful actually guys, you know what? I recommend you bring your own condoms to the party.
Yeah.
Because these guys, they put little slits in them too. So they just like break automatically.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. That's becoming a trend. There's even stealth porn.
That's disturbing.
The stealthing porn now.
That's really disturbing. And be also, girls, if you're taking it from the back, just, you know, sometimes you gotta look behind you, make sure shit's still on.
You know what? Don't do it from the back.
Yeah.
Because you can't see what's happening.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Okay, do it from the front with a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
You know what? Just fuck people you trust.
that's one, two, and three.
Hopefully.
Well, you thought you trusted this fucker.
I did. This is true. I mean,
you know, some guys are really, you know, and this goes for guys and girls. Like, this is a problem. This
problematic.
Is not cool. Yeah, it's not cool.
They gonna make you slap somebody.
Shut up. You shut up.
They gonna make you slap somebody.
All right, so let's talk about some good sex stuff. Because we do enjoy sex.
Yes, we do.
I'm trying. Everyone's making it real difficult, but I still enjoy sex.
I love it. I can't find my vibrator to save my life right now.
Girl. I've given up.
I was really upset.
Mine's all getting dusty. I need to dust off my toys again.
I actually would like a new one.
Oh man, let's do that. We haven't done it in a while.
Let's go shopping.
I want there's a new one called
Oh boy.
What's it called?
It's not gonna hack your pussy again, is it?
It's a crazy one. It's I forgot what it's called. It has a suction. So you like it really focuses on your clit and it sucks. It makes you come in like 5 seconds. We just try that on air.
I'm down.
Okay. So just in time for Halloween-y.
Yes.
Girl. Our topic today. Mm-hmm. Today is a sex talk.
Just sex, girl.
Well, you know, I thought it was going to be a sex talk, but as I did my research, it kind of goes a little deeper than sex.
It always goes a little deeper.
But, you know, if you're lucky.
Really motherfucking lucky.
Oh my God, I think I'm going to go
celibate
for a while.
Oh, yes. We talked about this today. I'm not convinced.
I think while I go through my psychotherapy, I should stop having sex.
So you don't get mind fucked?
Just to cleanse the palate and focus on me.
I think that's a great idea. That's, why not reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's cool just because...
I tend to get dickmatized.
You get insanely dickmatized. So
well,
I'm like, where'd she go?
I have about 20 days.
20 days.
Till I get committed.
Well, in those 20 days, guess where Nomi's going?
Brazil and Chile.
And Chile. So, girl, last call. Cheers that.
Who knows? Maybe I'll fuck a plushie. Okay, so today's sex talk topic is...
Good segue.
Furries, plushies, and cosplay. Oh, my.
Ooh.
So.
Just in time for the holiday season.
Just in time. You know, I got this. This came to me during, like, the Halloween parties that were happening. I saw some, like, hot guys dressed like minotaurs.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I got so horny. I'm like, is that, like, a cosplay thing? Like.
Yeah.
So, you know, then it led to, like.
Let's just put our horns on and see how this works out for us.
So, let's start with, furries.
I love a furry.
Furries are
hardcore. Commitments. If you want a guy who is willing to commit, date a flurry, because that is full commitment.
I love you call them a flurry. Furry.
Furry. A flurry is one of those
a McFlurry.
A McFlurry.
I would love to date a McFlurry.
I want a McFlurry in my life.
Vanilla. What's the mouthfeel on a McFlurry?
Vanilla.
So furries are fans of media that features anthropomorphic animals. And what anthropomorphic is animals who walk and talk and otherwise do human things, like monkeys or bears or like Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny.
Oh, I love Bugs
Bunny. When you see animals that are like made, they're characters of people, you know, even in mascots, this kind of goes into like mascot vibes.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Mets mascot. Maybe I think last year he just put up the middle finger. He's like, fuck you all.
That would be the one I bone.
That's the one we own. We love a guy from Queens.
So people also refer to furries as furry fandom.
Okay.
Which, I don't know how to get deeper into this. So furries are comprised predominantly of white males in their teens to mid-20s.
Get them, girls.
Get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're young.
Some furries are fans of anthropomorphic art.
Okay.
You know, paintings, cartoons, yes. Illustrators.
Okay.
Graphic artists. They start off as fans of animation and things like this. Okay, and then sometimes, in order to show how much of a fan they are, they get a fursuit. Which is a full body suit.
Right on.
That is made of, I guess.
Like synthetic.
Synthetic furs. You know.
Think Times Square.
They dress up as their favorite characters.
Cute.
Or it becomes a part of their daily lives. And they sort of, they begin to identify closer with their personality.
Work.
And bring, they, and
did
bring
you say personality?
I mean,
oh my God, that's so good. You said first of that. Oh, what a play on words. I love that.
Poetry. I'm a poet.
Oh my God, you're so creative. Wow, personality. I love that.
Yeah, they choose characters that show their personality.
TM.
What's TM?
We own that.
Oh,
trademark that shit.
Personality.
Business, honey. Personality.
So furries usually choose characters who show their personality, and they use it to express themselves as a person through this character.
Okay.
And sometimes they bring their fur life into their sex lives.
Right on. We saw some shit. We got a little turned on today. I mean, I did. There were some big dicks coming out of those furry costumes. I mean, massive, big, like, dicks.
They were beautiful.
Big pink dicks coming out of those furry costumes. I was like, this is kind of awesome. I got a little feverish.
You know, okay, if you could bone, like, a character as a plushie.
Yes.
As a furry. What character would it be?
Oh, this is good. Yeah. Obviously, it would be, like, a Thundercat.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right?
I think I would bone the guy on the Cheetos.
Oh, yes.
The Cheetos bag.
Yeah, he wears Ray-Bans, right?
I have a type.
You so have a type.
I think he is a good leg.
He's really good. And also, wait, I feel like there's another one.
I actually did get horny when I watched The Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really? You like a chunky guy. Because I remember 21 Jump Street, husky. Because you had a crush on Don DeLuise's son, who played
so hard.
Yeah, and I was obviously Johnny Depp.
Clearly,
duh.
Well, who won that game?
Neither at this point.
Johnny Depp failed. So there are many misconceptions about furries.
Oh.
One of which is that they are fetishists or psychologically dysfunctional people.
Hmm. I wouldn't say so. Everyone has their quirk, right? Well, go on.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the research I did about this,
right?
It's like people use this to sort of feel free, a sense of freedom and inclusion to like a community, or maybe they feel outcast in their own lives, and they use this to kind of like escape from their lives as a human being. When you're in a plushie, in a furry outfit, you're not thinking about how you look or your body, or like, you're kind of like, I don't know, you're kind of like, all that's gone for a moment.
Interesting. I like this.
Yeah. You know, furries, they are 7 times more likely than the general population to identify as transgender.
Interesting.
And 5 times more likely to identify as non-heterosexual.
They just want to get with the fur. No matter.
Which doesn't mean homosexual, just not heterosexual. So they have less inhibitions.
They're fursexual.
Another misconception is that furries are people who get sexual gratification from wearing fursuits, when the main reason is to step into a furry lifestyle, which is a form of self-expression, or even its performance for them.
Cute.
For this reason, furry fandom is a community that is very inclusive of everyone. Okay. And so a lot of LGBTQ people are drawn to this sort of lifestyle.
Is it because what do you think would be safe for someone who's like super in the closet, like that's not ready to come out, and like they find other furries and they're like, they're also reclusive and they're like, hey,
I'm sure this, it starts that way for some people.
Yeah, right. I wonder.
Well, it's also interesting because when you're in your furry world, there's like no genders.
Word.
You know, you can't really tell who's a boy, who's a girl.
They cartoons. Open that little slit and see what comes out, because it might be a pussy or fucking dick.
Well, not a lot of those suits have slits. The ones that have slits for sex are called mersuits.
That's my crew. And that's my category, girl. I'm with the flurries, fluffies, or whatever.
The mersuit McFlurries.
With the slits.
Yeah, so there's a specific suits designed for sex. Fursuits are really, it's a really expensive hobby or lifestyle. The suits start at around $2,000.
Word?
And the mersuits can start at $3,000.
Girl, I'm changing careers.
She's going to be stitching.
Girl, I'm going to be like, this whole apartment is going to be full of furry
Mickey Mouse heads.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse heads and little claws.
I feel like it already is.
Yeah, it is. I have a whole room full of lycra.
Oh my god. There are also suits that are called, well, they're not suits, they're partials, which is like you just have the hands and the feet and the head, and then the rest is raw work. Mm. Mm.
Like one of those like poodles that they shave.
Totally. Oh my god. Dominique Rodriguez is the creator of a documentary called Fursonas.
Oh, another play on words.
He participates in furry fandom, and he also enjoys the sexual aspects of it. Mm. He's into furry porn, mm-hmm. And he says furry porn is really beautiful because you can see how the artists put themselves into it. He says it's the opposite of videos of people fucking. It's not dehumanizing. It brings humanity into something that's total fantasy.
Okay.
He also says that sex as a furry is liberating.
Oh, because you feel like your true self, I guess.
Well, he says you're less inhibited, and right. it doesn't let anxiety get in the way.
Right.
He explains that people think more while having humans. Like, humans have sex.
Yeah.
And he says that they have more anxiety. When animals have sex, they have sex and then they're done. When people have sex, they have to think about it. They lose their boner if they get freaked out.
True. Or depending on the boner.
So I guess, you know, no one's thinking about their bodies or if someone's
looking at them.
Yeah, that's
right. Because if I had like a little cute little fluffy outfit on, I guess I'd be like riding like a motherfucker. But I do that naked anyway. I
literally visioned you in a onesie. A unicorn onesie riding a dick. And I have to think of something else.
Thank you for picking a unicorn. Because I totally would have.
A pink one.
A Sailor Moon.
So sex for furries is called plushing or yiffing.
I love a good yiff.
Yiffing is also describes furry porn, like or like internet images of fluffy. It's called yiffing.
Yeah, and that's full. Those are the ones with the slits.
Yiffing is just the word that describes sex
with a fluff,
with the fluffy, with a furry.
Furry. I don't know why I keep on saying fluffy. Because, you know, I think of all teddy bears being fluffy.
Some of these furries are furries all the time, and some are furries only once in a while. Some wear the suit and continue acting human. Some wear the suit and communicate in squeaks and barks and animal noises.
Oh, my God. We saw that today.
We saw one of those.
This guy was trying to... They were trying to interview this guy who was wearing a doggy outfit. And he only would answer all the questions with a ruff. He's like, so how long have you been doing this? She's like, ruff, 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 ruff. I was like, oh my God. I was like, you are so committed.
Oh my God.
He's so committed. Commitment, ladies. This is where it's at.
Yeah. So while researching furries and plushing, I fell into a hole of another fetish called plushies.
Plushies.
Which are people who have sexual attraction for stuffed animals.
I bet they go to 42nd Street a lot. You see that fucking Elmo, they get a hard on.
Those should scare the shit out of me.
Or Buzz Lightyear.
I run.
Well, they're very aggressive.
They're terrifying.
They're very aggressive. I'm like, no, I don't want a picture. I'm by myself. I don't have a family around me.
I'm afraid of them and clowns. I wonder if there's... oh my God, I didn't even want to Google that shit. There's a fetish for fucking clowns.
Of course there's a fetish for
clowning.
Clowns. I'm sure it's called clowning. Red nosing.
No way. Oh my God. Red nose rides.
Red nose. You want to ride my red nose?
That would be a yes. It's like,
you try to take out his dick off his pants. It's like a continuous thing of like napkins. You know, the scarves coming out.
Oh my God.
I can't.
In West Windsor, New Jersey, a barbecue, which was called a furbecue, was shut down by police after things got out of hand.
Did someone get too close to the barbecue with their fur?
Well, no, a couple began engaging in what was described as inappropriate behavior, a.k.a. yiffing, a.k.a. plushing, and the furries were officially disinvited from holding any other events in West Windsor.
Shit.
And all the other furries were very upset because it gave them a bad name, because there's already all these misconceptions about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was just like bad press for the fluffy community.
Oh no. Because they're very private.
That's
Well, they're also like, you know, they, not all of them, they don't, you know, it's not about sex really.
No.
It's There's only a certain aspect of, a certain portion of the community that engages in yiffing.
Yeah. Obviously, a lot of them, yiffing part.
Of course, because we're here to talk about sex, but a lot of the community actually, they just, they do this to like gather and meet people sort of like at a Comic-Con or something.
Right, right, right. That's probably everyone's wet dream is a Comic-Con.
Well, which leads me to our next topic here.
Wait, can I'm going to interrupt you.
That'll make you slap somebody.
Have you ever been furried?
If I did, I wasn't aware.
Sometimes when you take it from the back, you don't know if you could have put on a mask.
We have to watch for
sleeping and selfing. What is it?
Selfing
and fucking mask.
Girl.
The only thing I've ever been asked to do is like put on like a costume. Like, you know, like a maid's outfit, which I find offensive. That's and racist. But I've gotten like that. Like, oh, can you put on like a cat suit?
Why can't
I be a
princess?
I can't. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's that jig is up. But
you know, one time I thought of getting one of those Mexican wrestler masks.
Ooh.
For like my guy and like having sex with him wearing it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I think that falls into our next.
Yes. Category, that was our segue.
More cosplay.
Yes.
So cosplay is, according to our favorite online resource, the Urban Dictionary.
That's how I learn all my words.
You know, cosplay is dressing up and pretending to be a fictional character. Similar to furries, cosplay goes beyond simply being a fan of a superhero, manga character, etc. It's often used also as a form of self-expression.
That's cool.
That's where people dress up like superheroes, or like a lot of Sailor Moon vibes.
Well, we saw that little documentary on Vice.
A lot of Japanimation,
impersonation,
and people usually pick characters who maybe they feel they find something they relate to there, or they find some sort of power from, or they get inspired by it. They're empowered by it. Like a lot of women are empowered by being like a Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Ivy. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Catwoman.
Exactly.
I was obsessed with Catwoman.
What's the other bitch that they just did with the bat from the other Batman?
Harlow.
Yeah, there's a ton of those.
Yeah.
I can only, if we walk out of the street right now, we'll find 20 of those girls.
Well, everyone's cosplaying now since it's the holidays.
Everybody's cosplaying.
That's what I want is a Bona Minotaur. Which is a kind of a blend between, is it an animal thing?
Yeah, it's an animal thing and a man torso. Mm. Down.
So, Comic-Con is probably the most widely known convention that cosplayers swarm to show appreciation for their favorite characters and also meet other cosplayers. Mm-hmm. There's also a cosplay dating scene.
Work. Oh, is there an app?
Ooh, that'd be good.
For cos? Hey.
I'm sure.
Write that. There's TM. A chat room. TM.
Cos for cos.
TM.
Oh my God. Cosby's in there.
We were trademarking two things tonight.
What was it? Personality. And cause for cause.
I guess.
So many people find the expression through costume to be a turn on and has often brought cosplayers together. Mm. Cosmopolitan magazine showcased couples whose romantic and sex lives have been enhanced due to cosplay.
Gorge.
One was Kiara Thomas from the Bronx.
Work. Yes.
Who had... Boop. Oh, okay. Who had no idea what Elliot looked like when she first met him at a cosplay event.
Girl, that happens to me in a nightclub when it's too dark. And then I meet up with her the next day. I was like, oh, shit. I was fucked.
I fucked you already.
I fucked you. Now without the like, this is daylight.
We did this already like a month ago. So she had no idea what he looked like when they first met. He was dressed as Deadpool.
Work.
And she was dressed as his alter ego, Lady Deadpool.
Work.
I guess they exchanged information without unmasking each other. But then she saw on Facebook what he looked like unmasked. And he was like, oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh, she got looked out then.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So a year later, they started dating. And
that's so cute.
I guess at some point, Deadpool's character, they added a bride to Deadpool. And so she started working on a new costume.
She's like, so I gotta stop. I want to be married.
She's very Cardi B. She's like,
yeah.
Deadpool stepped it up.
Why haven't you?
I thought you were Deadpool. So
what kind of cozing is this? Yeah.
She made the costume, and then she wore it to cook for him.
Ooh. Wow. Pointing much? Jesus Christ.
I thought I was allowed just like shit. Giving magazine clippings from, like, a ring of diamonds and talking to diamond dealers on the phone.
Yeah, like, you know, setting everybody like their Pinterest of rings.
How much was that marquee again?
Don't get it from sales.
Oh my God. So, well, then, you know, it worked because then he proposed to her at Comic-Con in front of Deadpool's creator, Riley Brown.
Dang.
And she said no.
She's like, this is just a thing I thought we're just doing for fun.
You're taking this way too serious. No, I'm kidding. She said yes. So,
that's amazing.
Of course, some guys have to fuck everything up the way they always do.
What do they do?
And it's been reported that 13% of cosplay convention goers have reported unwanted sexual comments, and 8% have been groped, assaulted, or raped at conventions.
Jigga, what?
Lady Rainicorn.
Ooh.
From Adventure Time.
Oh, gosh. This gets better.
Described one of many harassments she experienced at Comic-Con.
Shit.
She said, one stopped after I pushed him away. The other asked permission to put his head in my cleavage, and I said no. He went to take a picture and did it anyway. What? So I punched him.
Good.
She said, people believe they have a right to your body when you're in cosplay mode. They've now placed large signs at the convention that read, cosplay is not consent, with an extensive anti-harassment policy spelling it out.
I think they have that same sign when I go into House of Yes.
Oh my God. There's a lot of cosplay shit goes down there.
Yo, girl. Every time you go in there, first of all, you have to have a costume. Every time I go in there, I saw a guy getting a mean blowjob in like right above your head in the DJ booth.
You didn't tell me.
I was just looking up and ducking because we don't know what's going to come out. And then,
imagine I'm in the middle of like playing a honey track.
And you get like jizz on it in the back of your head.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I feel like it's happened before anyway.
Girl, it totally has happened. And
yeah, I always wind up like almost being a third there.
I'm such a voyeur. I'm like totally uncool watching everything. I'm like, what are you gonna do now? Are you gonna call her after this? You gonna get her number?
Oh my God. Hilarious.
Pass me your cup. As we were,
there are some that dress as characters of the opposite sex, which is known as crossplay. And they often admit to hearing derogatory comments or being put down, as did those who went as characters of a different race or body type.
Ooh.
It's funny. There's actually a girl that I follow on YouTube who's like this gorgeous black girl. And she's into like cosplay shit.
Mm.
And she talks a lot about sometimes like people give her shit because she's black and into cosplay.
Well, that's stupid. The people, I think this had like a race thing. It's more of a sexuality, like what you're into thing. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I think a lot of women of color get shit when they're in the cosplay community. I've read some articles about that.
That's bullshit. I mean, it's the sexuality is what
maybe
because
there's a lot of it's not a sex thing.
What is it then? Because I'm on the team of
cosplay, just like furries, is a community of people who are expressing their fandom,
their inner fandom.
Their fandom for a character.
Right.
Or a brand.
Right.
Not all of them are doing it for a sexual pleasure, but it does happen.
Okay.
And there also is cosplay porn. So you can like Google like Superman fucking Catwoman and like I'm sure there'll be a cosplay video of it.
Well, obviously I'm going to be Googling that after we finish this.
There's a lot of Star Trek ones.
Well, I'm all about the yifting.
Yiffing. You want to fuck a plush?
Fuck it. Where's the slit? Wouldn't that be kind of crazy if I could get to fuck a Thundercat? That's dope. No? Anybody? No one?
I mean, the Thundercats were hot.
They were hot. They were so, like, even Skeletor had a fucking body.
Yeah, Skeletor. Stop it.
He-Man, hello.
Oh my God. You know, I used to... I remember I had a Karate Kid doll.
Oof.
And I used to have such a crush on Ralph Macchio. And I used to kiss the doll. Is that like plushies? No, because it wasn't soft. I didn't have sex with it. I kissed it.
Yeah, that's cute. We were a kid. That's okay. Unless if it was last week, then it would be weird. And I had a lot of teddy bears. You're a big teddy bear rubber. Oh my God, are you a plusher?
I like humping my teddy bears. Like my first boyfriend ever used to buy me big, huge teddy bears all the time. Remember I had that huge one?
You had a huge one. I think he was kind of also kind of fetishy.
He was into some lot shit. Of fetishes.
Yeah, I feel like he's five episodes, separate ones.
He should be a guest.
I don't know. Remember we hate each other. We did.
Till this day?
No. We hated each other at one point.
I mean, yeah.
We hate each other. All each other.
We always hate each other. That's just what we do. It's like, ew. Why are you doing that, asshole?
I know. It's like he's stupid.
I'm like,
God, he didn't even open the door.
Saw a photo. So anyway, everyone, have fun on Halloween. Ooh. Pick your favorite character and bone him.
Bone him. Hey, 'tis the season.
I'm all about the Minotaurs.
If there's a slit in a costume, ask.
Dig in.
And sit on it.
Ask and you shall receive.
You know, last year, I think some really older man came up to me. And he's like, it was Halloween. But he said, are you tricking tonight? I was like, you know, if I didn't find that funny.
Yeah, I was shocking in the face.
He's like, you tricking tonight? I was like, God, what in the 1970s are you fucking talking about? You're watching too much Deuces.
Oh my God. Okay, everyone be safe out there.
Be safe. Trick or treat. Watch Don't Eat the Candy with the glass inside. Check your candy.
X-ray your candy.
Trying to find a Suzanne Bartsch party to go to.
Isn't she doing one at PS1?
Yeah.
I think it's this weekend though.
Yeah, I think it's this weekend. Well, whatever you do, have fun.
Have fun. Be safe. And
take an Uber home. Or no, not, we don't even Lyft. Do Uber. Lyft.
I'm or a Juno.
I'm a Lyft and Juno girl.
Yeah. All right. So,
oh,
wait, before we send you off, we want to say, please subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes, please.
Rate us and review us. That helps us to keep this podcast going and to expand and to become a bigger brand.
Yes.
I know you want to see us grow, don't you?
I want to see it grow.
You want to see it swell up.
On that note,
rate and review.
Yeah, please rate and review us. We love to read your comments. A lot of them are really fucking hilarious.
They are. They're awesome.
Love them. So
what's our freestyle song?
We're gonna send you off with some Cynthia.
Cynthia who?
Cynthia. That's it.
Is it Cynthia from Drag Race?
Oh, I wish. And if the song is Change on Me, and Cynthia, all the freestyle girls love her, because when I saw her live, it was silent and every girl was singing along with her.
Oh my
it
God.
It was amazeballs.
Oh my God. I saw a tweet recently that Lizette Melendez lost her voice.
Girl, I gotta go.
She tweeted.
Just shut this down. Have a good weekend, guys.
We're gonna be praying to Lizette Melendez's voice.
Wow. Light up the candles. I'll get some Goya.
Yes. Ciao, babies.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Boo, you've been spooked.
You're listening to Allegedly NYC.
Allegedly.
You're listening to Allegedly NYC. Allegedly.